Ja, siehst du, warum der das hier hören durfte, seit Jahr saß, ne? Naja, und ich... Was das war...
Hey, wo, ha, hey, hau, ha...
Good afternoon, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And this week we are continuing with the Art, Music, Destruction series, episode 14 or 15, depending on which ones you include or which ones I include. First of all, we have some destruction news coming in. Coming up this Sunday, the 20th of February, upstairs at the Bear Free House, 296 Camberwell New Road, London SE5ORP, 7pm to 10:30pm for one night only. The other space hosts What Was Left, an exhibition of documentary images and artifacts by Ed Baxter, comprising work relating to a series of notorious but now half-forgotten installations in the 1980s with Art in Ruins, Stuart Home, Stefan Schelken and others. The evening includes an unscreened film by Malcolm Dixon of the opening night of the Mayfest exhibition, Desire in Ruins, Transmission Gallery, Glasgow 1987, featuring performance art, rifles, condoms, stuffed toys, country music and crazed mayhem. And Baxter has made a new work which will be shown only once at the other space. The nature of this is such that it will be destroyed either during the exhibition or when it closes. The evening also features music from Dan Wilson and Kinney the Explorer. So that's Sunday, the 20th of February, upstairs at the Bear Free House, 296 Camberwell New Road, London SE5, 7pm to 10:30pm. Admission is free. Future destruction programmes will include a piece by Chris Weaver, specially devised and performed live for Wavelength here at the Resonance Studios or perhaps in the yard outside. Well, the more I look into this theme of auto-destructive art and destruction in art, the more it seems to expand. And this week I'm sort of focusing on the Viennese or Vienna Action Group. Some of the texts I'm going to read are from a book called The Art of Destruction, The Films of the Vienna Action Group by Stephen Barber, published in 2004 by Creation Books. The Vienna Action Group, or Viennese Actionists, shouldn't be confused with the Vienna Group or Wiener Schnitzel, who were active in the 1950s and early 1960s. The Vienna Group also staged actions, and for the purposes of this broadcast, I will confuse the two groups. The ecstasies of destruction are also provoked and exaggerated by the adapter, regardless of whether they are directed against the world or against the subject, with ease or after heavy battles, yes, even, depending on the personality, with great personal sacrifice verging on self-destruction. The bio-module annuls whatever his drive sets him against as a heroic outlaw or rake, in conspiracy or commissioned by the public or as an uninhibited enemy of the state, mowing down, hacking to pieces, tearing to pieces in raging paroxysms, crushing to pieces, trampling to pieces, to pieces, to pieces, or alternatively, after long and ponderous reflection, of all the pros and cons of Earth and the cosmos, annihilating what reason designates, etc., etc. ¶¶ Well, that was a quote by Oswald Wiener, a member of the earlier Vienna group, and taken completely out of context. Oswald Wiener, The Destroyed Oeuvre, a list of destroyed works recorded by Gerhard Ruhm. Cool Manifesto, 1954, destroyed. Concern, a one-act play, 1954, destroyed. Joy, a one-act play, 1955, destroyed. The Red Continent, 1955, destroyed. Snot, a Viennese play in dialect, 1957, destroyed. Man, a picture book, 1957, destroyed. The Dress, a different picture book, 1957, destroyed. The Day, a rigid montage, 1957, destroyed. Studies 1 to 4, 1958 to 1959, destroyed. Short Liquidation, effected in the ordinary language of enigmatic art, 1960. The music we're listening to in the background is by Oswald Wiener, Gerhard Ruhm and Dieter Roth from Berliner Dichter Workshop 1973.
Das Stück.
With an extreme rigour, evocative of Pol Pot's visions of the same period for the future of Year Zero Cambodia, Otto Muhl, one of the Vienna actionists, demanded the eradication of all books, languages, artworks, music and factories. The famines that will result from these systematic destructions are to be welcomed. Human bodies can then ingest one another in a lethal sexual pandemonium, with the weakest being consumed first. Muhl also warmly advocated incest, filmed orgies and all kinds of bestiality, an attempt to eradicate the distinction between human and animal life. However, he demanded the extermination of all useless animals, together with the destruction of forests and cities.
Sechstes Stück.
Three years after he had shot Bodybuilding in Otto Muhl's cellar, Ernst Schmidt Jr. sustained his association with the Action Group in his role as the sole filmmaker to record their Art and Revolution collaborative event in Vienna on the evening of the 7th of June 1968. The Action Group had been invited to participate in the event by a Maoist organisation, the Association of Austrian Socialist Students, who gave the event its title. From the action group, Bruce and Mule agreed to take part in the form of a simultaneous action together with several of their close associates, such as the artist Peter Weibel and the writer Oswald Wiener. The venue was one of the main lecture theatres at the University of Vienna, and Schmidt Jr.'s final collaboration with the action group forms a fragmentary set of filmic incisions into their most provocative action, which would lead both to the artist's enforced exile from Vienna and also to the erasure of the city as the site and focus of their work. The form of Schmidt Jr.'s film is determined by the immense disparity between its own incidental, tenuous existence and the legendary status of epochal outrage and catastrophe, which encloses the action itself, and by extension, Schmidt Jr.'s film. The impact of art and revolution is carried in the sheer scarcity of its images. Schmidt Jr. could afford to use only a very limited amount of black and white film with a total duration of less than a minute, and shot his footage rapidly, leaving him with no remaining film with which to capture the final stages of the action. In subsequently editing his film, which he viewed as being unfinished, Schmidt Jr. more than doubled its length to 2 minutes. Repeating every image of the action, each shot appears once in positive and once in negative, and adding several sequences of unconnected footage, images from a found documentary film on the theme of dog training, and also fragments from a film he had shot himself of an outdoor action by Otto Mule. Schmidt Jr. regarded this strategic amalgamation of images from the action with disparate material as working explicitly to overrule the mythification of the event, together with the vitriolic media frenzy which was integral to that myth, and also as negating the film's potential status as a homogenised documentation of the event that could then be easily assimilated by the authoritarian and cultural structures of power operating in Vienna. In its skeletally curtailed form, the film carries only partially glimpsed elements of those acts which rendered the performance criminal and resulted in the penal condemnation of Bruce and Mule. Bruce is seen energetically masturbating in one shot, but since the film is silent, is not heard singing the Austrian national anthem, the simultaneity of act and sound being crucial both for Bruce's provocation and its punishment. The unleashing of excrement had been pervasive in previous performances by Bruce in that year. He had publicly defecated and drunk his own urine for the first time during his sheer madness action at an art museum in the West German city of Aachen in February 1968, and had then undertaken his Citizen Gunter Bruce observed his own body action at a bar in Vienna in the month preceding the Art and Revolution event. The expulsion of excrement and the drinking of urine, together with razored self-laceration and the wearing of women's stockings, continued with accumulating extremity in Bruce performances until their abandonment 2 years later. In Schmidt Jr.'s film, the excrement smeared on Bruce's body is clearly seen, but not the actual expulsion and fall of Bruce's excrement that had already been privately filmed by Kirk Krenn in the 20th of September collaborative project of the previous year. Other voids and absences are marked in Schmidt Jr.'s film. The moments at which Bruce razed several wounds into his chest and thigh are not captured in the film image and appear only as already inflicted corporeal lacerations and tracings of blood. Artists and writers throughout the post-war period used strategies of destruction to assemble their work or generated imageries of destruction itself, from William Burroughs' cut-ups and shotgun-blasted paintings to Arto's drawings of autopsied human faces and manifestos of social decimation. In that vast body of destructive art, the motivations for destruction were as contrary and multiple as the strategies at work to execute destruction. The intention to destroy often involved a prolonged period of reflection and conception before the carrying through of the act, which instantly annulled whatever had been created. Artworks could also be imbued with their own self-destructive forms, or even be negated before the very first creative gesture, as in the work of the London-based artist Gustav Metzger, who devised the Destruction in Art Symposium attended by Otto Muhl, Hermann Nitsch, Gunter Bruce and Kirk Krenn, held in London in September 1966. This next track is by Otto Muhl, called Psychomotoric Musik, undated, but I think it's from about 1973. Thank you.
Thank you.